It's Tuesday, May 17th, 2016 AD. This is The World View. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. His mercies are new every morning. The Supreme Court vacated the lower court ruling on the Little Sisters of the Poor contraception case. Turning the case back to the lower courts, the Supremes recommended more accommodation for the Catholic nuns' requests that they not be forced to pay for abortions and abortifacients. The justices wanted to avoid a 4-4 split decision, specifically stating that, quote, the court expresses no view on the merits of the cases. In particular, the court does not decide whether petitioner's religious exercise has been substantially burdened. Stephanie Barclay, legal counsel for the Beckett Fund, told The World View that this decision by the Supreme Court is a victory for Christians in America, at least for now.
The Supreme Court issued a unanimous decision that is a big win, not just for the Little Sisters, but for all of the religious ministries that are litigating these cases right now, and for all Americans. The Supreme Court protected the Little Sisters and the ministries before it and said that the government cannot impose its massive fines on them that would be millions and millions of dollars a year. They're protected from that.
Northern Ireland will remain pro-life for the moment after last week's elections. Bernadette Smith from the Precious Life Organization claims a 2.9% drop in Sinn Féin support, and that's a hopeful sign that the country is still supporting life. Queensland in Australia has conserved pro-life laws from the 19th century, but this may be about to change. Robert Pine, an independent member of parliament, introduced a bill a few days ago to legalize abortion for all three trimesters. Just last month, the Queensland Supreme Court ruled in favor of allowing an abortion for a 12-year-old girl because the pregnancy was too stressful for her. There have been nearly 300 instances of attacks on Christians by Muslims in German refugee camps, according to a new report from the German branch of Open Doors USA. The report revealed that 86 Christians had been physically attacked by Muslim refugees or staff, and 70 others said they had received threats on their lives. Here is the promise of God for all His children who are oppressed from Psalm 140, verse 12. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and justice for the poor. The Target boycott continues to boil. With over 1 million consumers taking their business elsewhere, the Business Insider reported that the number of customers who normally shop at Target has fallen from 42% to 36%. Their statement also said that the brand is at its lowest point in 2 years. Both North Carolina and Texas are fighting back against Obama's transgender bathroom mandate for all government schools. The North Carolina statement protested the directive as, quote, social experimentation, unquote, on students, and the Texas statement termed the order as blackmail. Duck Dynasty reality star Phil Robertson told Sean Hannity on Fox News Channel that he's backing Trump for president because he's a Republican and more likely to support the pro-life position. Robertson says it is a sin, quote, that's killing America. It's not a political fix we need. It's a spiritual one, unquote. Amen. Christianity Today has released a story on alleged sexual abuse and multiple affairs that took place in the Bangladesh mission from 1961 to 1989. The mission, under the auspices of the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism, has identified at least 23 victims of the abuse, mostly missionary kids. This adds to the horrific stories of abuse that have surfaced from missionary boarding schools in Senegal and Guinea. Proverbs 25 puts it well. Like a muddied spring or a polluted fountain is a righteous man who gives way before the wicked. The pleas from New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio to boycott Chick-fil-A are not working. The New York Post notes that Chick-fil-A, only open 6 days a week, is outselling McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, and Subway, with average sales per store of more than $3 million a year. The Christian-owned restaurant is planning to open 12 more stores in New York this year. Captain America: Civil War has taken in almost $1 billion in the box office in just 2 weeks of release. MovieGuide.org. A Christian-based film analysis group run by Ted Baer says parents should exercise extreme caution for language, since it includes 28 profanities and obscenities, but features nonetheless a positive, redemptive message about law and liberty. Fear the Lord your God by keeping all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you all the days of your life, that your days may be long. Deuteronomy 6:2. And that's the worldview on this Tuesday, May 17th, in the year of our Lord 2016. If you haven't had the chance yet to pledge $20 a month to help cover the expenses of The Worldview, go to theworldview.com and click on Give. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. You have to admit, The Worldview in 5 minutes is unique. Nobody else pairs the latest news stories with timeless scripture verses. The result? The Bible comes alive in the context of everyday news. To research, write, voice, and produce The Worldview costs money. If you value what we're doing, vote with your wallet. We need 250 listeners to pledge just $20 a month by May 31st. Go to theworldview.com, click on Give in the top right corner, and check the recurring donation box. It's just 64 cents a day. We've spent thousands to get this going, and now we need you to help keep it going. Let's proclaim to the world that God is at work in everyday news.